We're back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. We are talking about food on today's edition of Lake Effect. We've been fortunate enough to have cheese contributor Jeanette Hurt join us a few times over the past year to talk about some of the best the Dairy State has to offer.
And we are especially fortunate that she fit us in her busy holiday season schedule again to talk about some award-winning cheeses that might be a perfect fit for you on your Christmas or New Year's party night. Hello, Jeanette. It is wonderful to see you as always.
It's wonderful to see you too, Mitch.
So you bring along cheese when you come to talk to us, and many of these cheeses that you bring are award winners. We talk a lot about the cheese, but we don't necessarily always talk about the award. So I guess, can you give us a primer on what we are talking about when we are talking about award winners?
Well, the big one usually in the United States is the American Cheese Society and their Best of Show. These are artisan craft cheeses, sometimes small producers, sometimes slightly larger. But this is, for an American cheesemaker, these are like the Oscars. The other big cheese awards you're going to look at are things like the U.S. Cheese Championship, as well as the World Cheese Championship and the World Dairy Expo. Whether you're talking about the World Cheese Championships, the American Cheese Society's annual competition, it doesn't matter which competition it is. If you tally everything up, Wisconsin cheeses have more awards than any other state or country. I asked the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to send me, well, what are your statistics? Because they track this. Overall, Wisconsin has won 5,857 awards and counting.
Since they started giving out awards.
So that's crazy when you think about it.
It is an unbelievably high number. Well, and so there are gold awards, presumably silver awards, and then there's best in show awards. At the risk of comparing this to a kennel club show, do I understand, if I understand it correctly, there would be awards within a particular genre of cheese, and then
yes,
there would be an overall
there
best in show.
There are awards in particular genres. Like, we'll start talking about Big Ed's Gouda from Saxon Creamery, which, as you'll show the pictures later on the website, but it's this lovely, creamy, gold-colored cheese. It won the best of class at the 2018 World Championship Cheese Contest, which means it's the best Gouda that was in the competition, according to the judges. It smells lovely. It almost smells a little grassy. Then you take a look at the Pleasant Ridge Reserve. It's farmstead alpine-style cheese. I mean, they take very good care of it. The cows are rotationally grazed. The milk only comes from when they're fully on the grass. This is probably the most award-winning cheese on the planet, or certainly the United States. It's the only one to ever win the American Cheese Society's Best of Show in three different competitions. Won the U.S. Cheese Championship, I believe, or the World Cheese Championship and the ACS Best of Show in the same year, the only cheese to do that. It's been recognized over and over again by different gourmet societies, et cetera. The way these competitions work, when you talk about a grand champion cheese, like the Roth's, the Grand Cru, it's another grand champion. What it means is you have your competition, and you win the gold or first place in that category of cheese. And then it moves on to a bigger category and then eventually goes against all of the categories best in show. Now, what you'll find in common in best in show winners is they're aged of some amount. You're not going to find, for example, even if it won the best, I remember one year this name of cheese curds because they were called vampire killer cheese curds because they had garlic.
I think you brought some for us, yes.
Clever name, really good flavored cheese curds. A flavored cheese curd is not going to win up against Pleasant Ridge Reserve. Now, that said, also, like, for example, if you have a very light, fresh burrata or a lovely Chev or a Bloomy Rind goat cheese, they also probably will not win when it comes up. I would guess that's probably, even if, for example, your favorite cheese is burrata, you love the creamy, buttery, ooey gooey nature of it, and it's arguably a fantastic cheese, and I think in some ways that would probably be better on your salad than the Grand Cru here. It doesn't mean that it's not an equally good cheese, but for a Grand Champion, it's not going to have that stature. I'm personally not a cheese judge, so I can't say why they pick the more aged cheeses versus fresher cheeses. But I think the other one of the things to consider is it takes a lot more skill as a cheesemaker to age a cheese out. One of the things I remember when I was interviewing Tony Hook of Hook's Cheese, and he is the guy who ages cheddars for 10 and 15 years, and they're incredibly good. He said, you have to know which, because some cheeses taste great. You know, they're good munching cheeses. After a couple of months, they taste great. But if you age them out, they're not going to taste as good. And that takes a real skill when it comes to cheese making, not only to make the cheese, but to know when it's best. And one thing with Pleasant Ridge Reserve, it's aged in a range of months. Some are aged a little bit younger and some are aged a little bit longer. It's won awards on both ends of its spectrum. But it's to know that and to know when to release it to the public and when can you still enjoy it after it's been released.
Well, and so it sounds like, and again, neither of us is a cheese judge, but the cheese judges sound like they're judging both flavor but also skill.
Skill. And the other thing, usually in a competition, they will have cheesemakers who are judges, and then they will have people, the late Steve Ehlers and his sister Patty Ehlers from Larry's Market, although Patty's no longer at Larry's Market. She is at our very own Clock Shadow Creamery. They are more of the aesthetic judges. They judge the packaging, the appearance. And one thing Steve, I remember he told me once, you know, the judges are going to look at a Gouda, for example, and notice that if the holes in the cheese are a little bit too irregular or not enough or the technical things, they're going to mark it off. Whereas Steve or Patty would go and take a look at it and go, this is a really interesting cheese. I could sell it to my customers. This is really good. So there is an aesthetic, but also that kind of intangible, I guess you could call it the artistic side of cheese making. Every so often you get like another example of a cheese that is made by the same makers of Pleasant Ridge Reserve is Rush Creek Reserve. Rush Creek.
This is Uplands, right?
Yes. Rush Creek is only released right about now, just before the holidays. And when it's gone, it's gone. It's their cheese, which they make from their cows when their cows are off of pasture. And it's a creamy, stinky, luscious cheese. I remember after doing a cheese tasting class, and I had some left over, and my dad ate the whole thing one holiday.
Thanks, Dad.
But it's only released this time of year. Most of the competitions are not this time of the year. So I could see where they're not going to save it or make it. So, but arguably, is it not a great cheese, even though it hasn't won any awards? So awards aren't the only indicator, but they are an indicator that somebody who actually is versed in cheese really liked this cheese.
So the question is, would you someday like to be a cheese judge?
I think it would be a fun thing to do. I've never been asked, but I think I could definitely do the aesthetics part because I understand what makes a good cheese and what tastes good.
So we've been talking about these award-winning cheeses or about how cheeses win awards. You have brought with you four award-winning cheeses
yes.
today. And any one of these, first of all, they're all readily available, yes?
Yes.
So any one of these or all of these might make a great addition to a holiday cheese plate.
I think the thing you want to do with a holiday cheese plate, you can go, I think the most I've ever served is seven. And that's a lot of cheeses and a lot of flavors going on. And sometimes that's really fun, especially if you have a big party and people are like, ooh, I like this cheese. No, I like this cheese better. Or, oh, I don't like blue cheese. Or I don't like goat cheese. Or I really like goat cheese. Or I really like blue cheese. So that can be fun. Or the other thing is to just pick one really good cheese and make that your centerpiece. Add some nuts. Add some fruit. Add some honey or fruit compote. And that's, again, think about the whole picture of entertaining. I recently got the chance to interview the master sommelier at Disney, and he talked about telling a story when you're entertaining. And, of course, Disney does that very well, not only in
He was not wearing a giant mouse head, though.
No,
right?
He was not. He was not. But he was telling me about some of their cocktails and how they tell the story of using this snow leopard vodka, which supports farmers not killing snow leopards and replacing their goats after they eat them. And he said when his mom always calls him and asks him for entertaining hints, well, what's your story? Do you have a theme? Do you have something that you really love that you would want to share with others? I mean, and all of these cheeses are fantastic and each could take a story. Well, for example, you could take the Pleasant Ridge Reserve, and you recently went to the French Alps and tried Beaufort, which is the inspiration for this cheese.
Yes, I had the great good fortune to spend some time there, and the hotel where I stayed, this Beaufort was the cheese that was out with breakfast every morning, and it was in ample quantities. And to this day, I regret that I didn't sneak a whole stack of it into my suitcase.
Well, here's one thing you could do then. You could create a party or add some breakfast accoutrements to one cheese and talk about that. For me, I could take you could take Bella Vita. And the other thing I found interesting is a couple of these cheeses, like Big Ed's also has a Serrano pepper version. Hmm. So to just try two different versions or do a tasting of just Gouda. And if Gouda is important to you because you've been to the Netherlands, or if you just really like the taste. I think that's the other thing. When you're making a meal, oh, I got this fish from my favorite fish purveyor, and it was caught in so-and-so. The whole story behind it. Or what do you want to impart this holiday season? What sort of memories do you want to make with your friends and your loved family and your loved ones? So if you start with an emotion or a theme or a special thing, and then you build everything around that, it creates a whole memorable experience. Again, when you're thinking about cheese, also think about the beverages you're pairing. Most people think wine. I would also argue that cider is an awesome pairing for cheese. Different teas pair extremely well with cheese. And again, when you pair something, you're thinking of complementary or contrast. Good example, the raspberry ale washed Bellavitano. Mm. Go get some spotted cow or some, it's not spotted cow, it's the same.
Is it Fat Tire?
New Glarus.
New Glarus.
New Glarus brewing raspberry ale and pair it with the cheese. It'll be a perfect pairing. Or get some raspberry green tea from Rishi. That will pair also as well. Or you could make a raspberry-based cocktail that would pair. Or get a wine that has some raspberry aromas, and that might pair.
And I'm thinking with the pepper-rubbed cheese you have here, maybe Dr. Pepper.
I don't think so, but I think maybe if you took the Dr. Pepper and created a syrup, cooked it down, and used that to dip into the cheese, it would create a bridge between the Dr. Pepper and the cheese. Well, let's start with Big Ed's Gouda. Saxon Creamery works with Saxon Homestead Farm, which is a fifth-generation Wisconsin farm. And I remember when I was researching one of my first cheese books, and they hadn't even started making cheese yet. They had just started. They were working to get it up and running, and they went to the pasture grazed, rotationally grazed, and the family farmers went all the way to New Zealand to learn about farms. Creamy.
Mm-hmm.
Crystalline.
Yes.
Grassy. sort of a clear, milky flavor.
Yes. I love the crystal-y thing going on. It's one of my favorite aspects to eating a good cheese is those.
It's just those calcium crystals, which add a little bit of crunch and texture.
Very creamy. Oh, that was tasty. That was really good.
Now, see if this reminds you of the Beaufort.
Okay. So this is the Pleasant Ridge?
Yes. It's a different kind of grassy.
Oh, that is delightful.
Another very clean. It's not so milky. It's got a little bit of that Swiss or Alpine flavor, but it's not overpowering. It doesn't taste like a Swiss cheese.
I feel like it's a little more firm than the Beaufort.
It's texture. It's a lovely cheese. Now, let's go with the black pepper Bellavitano.
Well, and so the black pepper Bellavitano, the black pepper is very evident in the rind. Mm-hmm. Would you recommend biting into the part with the rind first? Okay.
Because it's meant to enhance it.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that? It's peppery, yet creamy. You've got the cheddar parm competition going on.
That's delicious.
That one would go well probably with coffees. It would go well with darker stouts.
Mm-hmm.
Because and one of the tricks to pairing cheese with red wine is to just crack some black pepper to tie in the deeper flavors. This would naturally pair very well with some darker reds, a nice peppery Syrah.
What a unique flavor.
Isn't it? And the cheese, they have rosemary rubbed. They have, I think they have a red wine rubbed version. All really good. Think about the flavors you like and pick one of those.
That was terrific. And then we have the Grand Cru, which
yes,
I have heard a great deal about, and so I'm excited to try this.
Well, it's a wonderful cheese, obviously very award-winning. It's won both the World Cheese Championships. It was the first time when it won in 2016, it was the first time since 1988 that a cheese in the U.S. won the World Championship Cheese Contest. It also won the 1999 American Cheese Society Best in Show. It's just a fantastic, it's an aromatic, but it's also a great cheese to add for fondues or a croque monsieur.
Oh, and it's not hard to understand why this is a champion cheese.
No, it's just, it's really easy, but it's more intense than the other cheeses you tasted. It's got a little bit deeper flavor.
Yes.
And even with the black pepper, it's got more of a bite than the Sartori.
Oh, that's delicious. I wish I had better words to describe it than delicious, but melts in your mouth, but not so quickly that
it has more of a lingering effect on your palate. You taste it, and you can still, after you've swallowed, almost enjoy the taste.
The thing that really strikes me is that you have brought us four really distinctive cheeses, and it's incredible to think that they all come from this state we call home.
You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.